With the temperature right around 20 below, it's a brisk morning for a snowmobile ride. But Fish and Game scientist Will Statz and UNH grad student Alexei Saran are heading out. Our destination is an area closed to the public. The land around the gigantic wind turbines on top of Mount Kelsey in northern Coos, elevation about 3,500 feet. What we're looking for are signs of the American marten, also known as the pine marten. The creatures range in size from 18 to 30 inches. They're agile and fierce hunters of mice, vole, and snowshoe hare. Marten were once common in New Hampshire, but by the 1970s, trapping and logging seriously reduced their numbers. Jill Kilborn is a biologist with New Hampshire Fish and Game.
They were added to the state's list of threatened and endangered species in 1979, and that was actually the year that the threatened and endangered species list was enacted statewide. So it was one of the first species that was put on that list.
Back then, marten, if they could be found at all, were most often seen in the far north. Now they're being spotted as far south as the Franconia Notch. Kilborn says biologists are trying to find out why.
We don't know if it's because the habitat was coming back and there was just the ability of the marten to do better, whether the population hit a certain point and just kind of took that leap. But we're excited to see the numbers that we have now.
Exactly how many marten are out there, though, remains unclear. But researcher Alexei Saran is working on a head count. For 2 years, he's been visiting marten habitat around Mount Kelsey to try and find ways to measure their population. One tactic relies on appealing to a marten affinity for something not normally found on New Hampshire peaks.
We live trap them, and we catch them in tomahawk traps, which are little box traps that we bait with sardines.
Once in custody, the marten are sedated and then fitted with radio collars so they can be tracked. At the top of Mount Kelsey, we dismount. Not surprisingly, it's so cold the snow squeaks underfoot. Look at almost any adjacent ridgeline, and you can see wind turbines that make trees look like shrubs. Far above us, the turbine's blades thrum in the wind. We crunch through the snow into frosty white trees covered with rime. Saran digs through the snow so he can replace a large battery from a monitoring case. He then unfolds what looks like an old TV antenna and slowly waves it back and forth, hoping to pick up a signal from a marten's radio collar.
Not hearing anybody from here. Yep. So nothing right here.
We try a few other spots. Nothing. Along the way, Saran and Stats keep a lookout for signs of other animals, fox and coyote. One concern about putting the wind turbines up here was that the wide roads needed to get the equipment up would make it easier for predators like coyotes and fox to get this high. That means they could compete with the marten for food or use the marten as food, says Saran.
Canines have a predilection for roads and wider paths in general because it just their hunting style and the way that they're based on their biology.
And there's evidence that the coyote and fox population is on the rise here. But on this day, we see neither coyote nor fox nor marten. Maybe they're just trying to stay out of the cold. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.